Hello, hello, hello. It's your girl, Angie B on Crystal's View. And I'm really excited about this wealth and wellness or wealth and health segment on this Wellness Wednesday. I did say that we were going to start a new series based on a class that I do teach, which is Lean Essentials. And it's basically a workshop that's geared towards a household that has children of the ages 3 to 12. And it's an introductory workshop, okay, for parents who are basically unable to commit to that longer course that I have. So I decided to make it a series here and give you guys some wealthy, healthy tips on Wednesday through the series. Hopefully it becomes an insightful thing. I made a huge announcement about it this past weekend on Saturday. I posted it on my Facebook. If you are my one of my Facebook friends, that's where I have it. If you want, please follow me on there because I'll post there. I do lives there. I have tutorials that I do sometimes. So it's a great spot for us to connect even further if we're not friends there yet. Please, I'd like to know more about you, so let's connect. Typically the workshop is like only 2 hours, so I stretched it out a little bit and I sprinkled it because I believe that in order for us to really understand why nutrition of our own bodies, let alone for our children, is important, then we can tie the two ends together and make better moves to make better decisions. So let's have a little fun. Just so you guys know, I am certified through the Dr. Sears program. I've been a lean coach for about, I think, 2 years. I first became interested in nutrition when I was on my own little journey to just get healthier so I can have some babies, because I have a condition, as you guys all know, that I've repeated in several other of my other podcasts, if you're an avid listener, that prevents me from getting pregnant easily. And so my journey began with that. And then I had other health issues that were brought on from that one issue. I was pre-diabetic at one point. Then I ended up being pre-hypertensive. Then my daughter's trying to come in the room right when I'm trying to record. And this is the beautiful thing about podcasting in your casa. You really have no free time or private time to do it. But anywho. So I was pre-hypertensive, pre-diabetic, and just overnight being able to have babies. I'm sure some of my listeners can agree. Oh, and I had fatty liver. Yes, I did. And it was horrible. So I continued on this beautiful journey and was able to overcome all of those health issues, and then grew a passion to really want to help other people fix it. You know, let's fix these problems that are fixable. Believe it or not, I know. Hold food for thought, right? Okay, so now I have two beautiful kids. I have a 5 going on 50-year-old, will be 6 this summer. And then I have my beautiful 7-month-old surprise that came to me last year in the midst of almost a 100% plant-based diet, which was amazingly crazy, but crazily amazing for me anywho. And I know I mentioned this in my big announcement, but I thought I'd rehash it here. So with the Lean Essentials workshop, you hear my son in the background, you're going to learn some simple nutrition basics you can implement with your own family, okay? So I'm hoping that I can drive that through sort of visually while we're here listening through the podcast. And I just wanted to give you some idea as to the person who created this program. He is a pediatrician. His name is Dr. Bill Sears, and he is considered one of the most trusted children's doctors in the country. Okay. He has written over like 40 books on childcare and has appeared on television shows like Oprah, Dr. Phil, and The Doctors. Okay. He created also a book with, a co-writer who, is by the name of Sean Foy, and he's an exercise physiologist, and he created the Lean System. So guys, this is not something I'm just pulling out of my butt. Okay. This is something I've literally gotten training on, have been practicing and really mean to share with the world. And I wanted to find the perfect platform to do that. And I believe Wellness Wednesdays are the best ways to do it. So if you are really and sincerely interested in making strides and changes and revolutions in your own personal health, definitely, definitely, definitely tune into these series. Of course, I have other series, like I mentioned before, that you can tune into. Okay. If you didn't know, Sean Foy also authored the 10-minute total body breakthrough. Okay. So what you'll see throughout this program is that it's really important. What is really important is not so much how your kids look on the outside, but how they feel on the inside. Okay, and then hopefully we'll get that driven home in the end. So let's do some roots. Let's look at some root basics. When we look at this, we are looking at a few excerpts from the other classes, like Lean Start, Lean Expectations, and a cookbook. So you're going to get a little plethora of stuff here. So if you want to reach out to me, there is a little workbook for the Lean Essentials class that I do teach. If you want to use it at home with your family and you want a copy of this book, please, please, please reach out to me. I think I have a limited on-hand amount, so I would have to put in an order for anyone who would want it. And then, of course, there would be a fee for the book if you wanted it, but it's not expensive. I'll probably just charge you what I have to pay for it because I really want you to get this information. Okay, so I'm not really trying to sell you anything. I just want you guys to be healthy. But again, you don't need it because I'm about to break it down anyway through this podcast. But if you wanted something physical in your hand, you could definitely reach out to me to get it. It's a really cute book. I think I'm going to take a picture of it and make it the cover for this series. So that way we can keep up with the right series that I'm doing this podcast on. So after this break, we'll be back and talking a little bit further on the material. So I'm really, really super stoked about this segment. Stay tuned. And we're back. So some of the things I want you to think about while we're going through this series, especially for this first topic, is the ever daunting question, really, why should you care about what your family eats? I know as a parent, it could be hard, right, to get that spoon into your child's mouth, the one that fusses at certain tastes or textures or things like that. But why is that important? Okay, so think on that while we talk about the material and write it down after you've heard it. Because what I'm going to do is share with you reasons as to why you should. Okay, and I want you to think in terms of behavior, school issues, growth, sleep, energy levels, the immune system, physical activities, or stamina. Think of that term. Like, why would it be important in those areas to really care about what you put in your kid's body? Okay? It's the first page in the workbook. And what we're going to do is take a look at the, what is it? Lean expectations, a view of this, because it talks on prepping for pregnancy. And we all came through a birth canal, whether we're in unions or come from unions of, you know, the same sex origin or, you know, the conventional origin. Okay. We've come through a birth canal. Okay. Whether it was via C-section or a delivery of some sort. We came through a birth canal. We've lived in a uterus at one point. So that's the perspective I want you to think on when I am actually referencing, the first book in Lean Expectations. Okay. This is still going to be Lean Essentials, but I'm elaborating from this point of view again, because it's where we start. I mean, we all got to be birthed into this world first, and then I'll be touching on, and you know, like some of the stuff in the Lean Start program. So here, okay. So according to the Lean approach, right? Pregnancy can be an awesome experience. I know I've been through it twice, and they were both very different for me. Your belly expands, your heart pumps more blood, your bones and joints support more weight, and a new human being grows inside your uterus. Okay, guys, I know this is kind of like maybe a little bit difficult or hard for you guys to comprehend this, but maybe this will help you empathize with your significant other or your surrogate that is actually doing you the gift of carrying a child. Okay, so just bear with me for a moment. A pregnant woman needs to, you know, while growing this new life inside of your body, will feel very tired, worried, and other times when they'll feel excited and like energetic and stuff. Okay. So in turn, the body is going to demand more food. It's going to demand more water. It's going to demand more sleep. Okay. And of course, more attention from you, partner, and from you, family, and from you, friends, all because of the emotional part of it. They need your emotional support. Okay. So the new mom, whether it's the third pregnancy or the first, will need time to think and plan and get ready, you know, to mother that new baby. So it's very important that the community that that person's a part of is healthy. Okay, and safe. So the body provides the baby with the perfect home, the right types of nourishment, the comfort, and protection it needs. Okay, for that to happen, the mother must take care of herself. Okay, so the Lean approach in respect to preparing the baby, the fetus, the life to enter this world, with lifestyle, exercise, attitude, and nutrition. That's what Lean means. At this stage, it takes on a new type of significance. Like, lifestyle is how you choose to divide your time between work, relaxation, sleep, as well as the choices you make regarding alcohol, tobacco, and drugs, right? Everything you take into your body will affect your unborn child. Okay, so at the beginning of our lives, we are affected by our parents. Can you imagine that? Think about that for a minute. And the soul keeper of us is our mummies. Okay? Or surrogate or whoever. Okay? So it's just important to make sure that the person is getting enough rest while the body is busy growing that little baby. Okay? The second letter E, which is exercise, physical activity, which is important for, you know, the physical body as well as the mental health, especially when you're pregnant. Regular exercise can really help the carrier of the fetus, right, feel good about, you know, the changing body, because come on, I've been pregnant twice, and I was going through like a mental change in my own self, and I was just so ready to be cute, and then boom, I'm pregnant. I don't know. It's something about turning into being cute that attracts people to you. All right. So I was like really crabby about the whole fact that I was gaining weight. Of course, it's a natural thing to gain weight while you're pregnant. But when you're pregnant, especially when you were on a journey to lose weight, you don't want to hear that. And I totally get it. Okay, but it's important. Okay, so in order to stave off all that, you want to make sure that you're exercising still, but not as hard. Okay, and the positive part about exercising while you're pregnant is that it can help regulate your sleep cycles too. Now, even if you're not pregnant, okay, this is good advice both ways. It's really good for sleep. If you're not getting regular sleep, exercise is a good meal ticket for that. Okay, so the third letter is attitude, keeping your mind healthy and your outlook positive. Okay, it's important to stay positive and have a healthy perspective about the changes you are going through. Okay, and this is just taking us a look back at where we all begin. So remember, we're not even taking a look at the fetus now. We're looking at ourselves, the people that have to carry the babies. This is the soil before the seed. Get it, guys? This is why I'm touching on this. All right. I know probably many of you guys are like, why is she even bothering to speak about? Because it's important. Think in the sense of a farmer. They don't just plant seeds and they have to plant specific seeds in certain things too. They don't just go, you know, throwing seeds everywhere and hoping that they take. No, they actually have to test the soil, make sure the soil's right for the types of plants that they want to plant. So why wouldn't we do that with our bodies? Okay, just food for thought. And then the last lean principle, which is nutrition. Your body's intake of nutrients to foster optimal health. Okay, so during pregnancy, your body will work to provide all of the essential nutrients for your baby. Which means that you will have to be extra conscious of making sure that you say yes to healthy, okay, nutritious foods and no to foods that provide little or no nutritional value, okay? So willpower, guys, willpower. You can do it and I believe in you, okay? You just want to make sure you can make it happen, okay? So I did pull this out of our Lean Expectations book, Prepare Right Now, and what you're gonna learn is you're gonna learn about what to avoid as well as what to begin during your pregnancy, how to prepare your body for birth, and how to cope with stress. Okay, in this book particularly, will assist you throughout your pregnancy and even beyond that. You know, it's just so important. My kids are out there with their dad playing. So what are the needs of a growing baby? What are the needs of a growing baby? Okay. In respect to lifestyle. Okay. Well, in lifestyle, how you spend your money, what you do with your time, how you relax and how you choose to care for yourself and your family, is what lifestyle is supposed to be. However, advertisers who are trying to just sell you things would prefer you to think of lifestyle in terms of clothes, home furnishings, automobiles, restaurant meals, and vacations. They want you to believe that choosing their products will make you hip, stylish, and happy. Okay? And that's just like the first excerpt for lifestyle in the Prepare Right Now book. So things that are growing baby and getting into the topic of starting, okay, helping our families become more healthy, learning about all the changes that take place in your body during pregnancy and about how your baby grows will help you take better care of yourself during these important months. In addition, you'll appreciate the benefits of the lean approach, okay? Because then you'll have a better understanding of, you know, what it is that your body can do. So it's believe it or not, your first trimester is critical. It's our developmental stage. It's the stage where our cells are just dividing and dividing. So the first trimester, the first 12 weeks of your pregnancy or life, right, is an especially important time in your life, your developmental life. Okay, we're looking at you as a fetus now. Okay, your cells are beginning to multiply, okay, rapidly, and they change in so many ways, okay? They're just going and going and going, okay? One cell becomes two, and two become four, and so on. We learn this in what? Chemistry and biology? We learn these things, okay? During the second week, before even your mommy knew that you were pregnant, that she was pregnant with you, before you were even a baby nestled into her uterus, you're implanting yourself in there. You're making it happen. You're trying to figure it out, trying to get in your soil. Okay. And the placenta is what is growing with you by the third week. Okay. And what it does is it connects you to your mommy. And I know that you're like, what is she saying? But it connects you to your mommy. And you're connected to the bloodstream because that's what helps filter out the food that you're getting and all the waste that you're putting out so that it doesn't stay inside you or your mom's body. Okay. So during this time, you're also producing, it also produces a hormone called HCG. Now, most of you guys have heard of this diet and only you didn't realize it was human chorionic gonadotropin. Okay, HCG. And what that does is exactly what I just explained. You're getting food from your mom's stored fat. So that's what that does. It releases your mom's stored fat so you can get all those nutrients that she's been storing. And this is how they were able to create a diet out of it, because we all produce HCG in different levels. Women produce it more because we have to carry babies. Men produce it as well. Okay. Just to give you insight in that, just in case you were a little confused with hearing that here. You're like, she's talking about HCG? I was just on that diet, okay? I've done it too. I've done that diet also. In fact, during my journey of trying to get pregnant with my daughter. So by the end of the third week after conception, you have a heart, okay? The brain and nervous system are beginning to form, which is pretty amazing. Over the next 4 to 5 weeks, your organs are developed, including the liver, the pancreas, lungs, eyes, brain, and heart. Hands, feet, fingers, toes, elbows, wrists, and knees appear, okay, as like little nubbies. And at 4 weeks after conception, your baby looks like a tiny tadpole. Isn't that amazing? Like, you start to look like a tadpole. Like, we all look like the same up until this point. Every creature on this planet looks the same up until this point. And then we start to change. After being the size of a grain of rice at 8 weeks, which is like, four more weeks later, we are at least 1.5 inches long and we start to look more human. Isn't that awesome? Even though it's more alien human, like, because we have like bigger heads than our bodies, but you know, so when you're at most risk from what your mom eats, drinks, and breathes, substances in the air, okay, anything that enters the body of your mom in any way can affect you in your mom's womb for good or bad. So the placenta does protect you from that by filtering, but it does not keep everything out, okay, that from you when you're in your mom's womb. So I just want you to understand that. And the reason why I'm really strong about, we've lived this life, we just don't remember it. So you need to put yourself back in your mommy's womb when I'm talking, and just understand that. So that's why the earlier mom knows about you, and the earlier you begin, your mom begins to, you know, be careful about what goes into her body, the better it is for you as the baby in her womb. Okay. And then you have, you know, obstetricians advising mommies against certain things that they should or should not be doing and whatnot. And so that's why, from a pregnancy standpoint, we're already starting to affect our kids. Okay, so I'm in our next little segment. You're going to understand it, why now outside of your body, it's just important to govern their diets, after this little break that we're going to take right now. Thanks again for listening. And we're back. Wouldn't you agree that we are currently having a nutrition crisis in America? I mean, seriously. So the first chapter in the Lean Starts book that is attached to that program, it's called The Healthiest Kids in the Neighborhood. And it is by Dr. William Sears, registered nurse, Martha Sears, James Sears, who's another medical doctor, and Robert Sears, who's another medical doctor. And they're a family of medical practitioners who created this amazing program. Okay. So we have a nutrition crisis in America, and the children are feeding their growing bodies an alarming amount of junk food. Like, why is that? Why are we as parents allowing our children to eat junk? Okay, when junk food diets are associated with serious health problems in childhood and in their adult futures. Consider these scary statistics that actually are covered in the book. Diabetes is on the rise, according to the CDC, which tracks the health trends in America. They warn that unless American families change the way they eat and live, one in three children born in the year 2000, okay, this is an old book. We are now in 2019, so will develop diabetes. All right, this is the projection for 2000. Will develop diabetes. Diabetes can lead to heart attack, stroke, blindness, kidney failure, foot and leg amputations, pregnancy complications, and death related to influenza and pneumonia. Okay, this is Dr. Sears is a pediatrician, and he had experience firsthand having these children come into his own office during that time period when he was practicing. The second thing is American kids are getting sicker, okay? And I'm talking about they're getting like high blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, okay? Things that are onset during adulthood, they're getting during childhood. This is a scary, scary thing. Okay, and in fact, there was an autopsy done in studies of children where fatty deposits have been found in the coronary arteries of children as young as 1. That is scary. Okay, wow, that freaks me out, especially since I have a 7-month-old and a 5-year-old. That is insane for that to be the case in children. And then you have American kids are becoming sadder, which is the next bullet. Approximately 10% of school-age kids are now labeled as having ADD, attention deficit disorder, for those of you who don't know what that is, or various other types of learning disabilities. And the reasons for this are many, as you will learn going further into this. The brain is the organ most affected by nutrition. Okay. American kids are also getting fatter. The Surgeon General of the United States now ranks excess weight and obesity as the number one public health concern. All right. According to this book, the disease consequences of obesity are greater than those of any infectious disease. All right. So these are just some of the reasons why I believe we as parents just need to take better control of our own diets and our children's diets. Okay. We can't wait until they get older and they're set in their ways to decide, hey, they need to do something about what's going on with them health wise. We need to be more proactive as parents now. Okay. What's the cause of this health crisis? Food, of course. In America, food, or the abuse of it at least, and it makes kids sick, right? Poor eating habits can put adult risks for serious illness, including diabetes, cardiovascular disease, which I've already listed, some types of cancers, including breast and colon cancer, and the itis illnesses, you know, which is inflammation, such as arthritis, colitis, bronchitis, you know? So we have the power as parents to really curtail and protect our children from getting these diseases that we are already predisposed to have just by controlling our children's diet. Okay? So I want you to think about that question that I asked you at the beginning of this podcast. Why should you care about what your kids eat? Write it down and really give true thought to it. Maybe you are a mother or a father who has a child who has any of the things that I mentioned, you know, and I'm not saying, hey, beat yourself up, it's all your fault. No way am I saying that. I'm saying, let's make a change. Because these things can definitely be impacted by the changes we make today. But we just have to start the movement, make the strides. And how are we going to do that, right? By creating healthy habits. So we all know, as much as you want to make healthier choices, change can be hard. I mean, even being aware of what needs to be done, you know, is not always enough for us to just do it. So it all comes down to establishing a different daily, you know, routines and adapting them, you know, little by little, one by one into our life so they can become habit. You know, habits are hard to break, but they can be broken. So you would need knowledge, skill, and desire to make something a habit. You need all three of those things, okay? Knowledge, skill, and desire. And I'm hoping and trusting that this is exactly what you're getting here, is the knowledge that you can and use to help make you better. First, I'd like to give you 12 healthy habit goals that you can start implementing every day. Just choose one and just make it something solid until it does become a habit, and then you just add more and more of it daily. So I hope you still have that pen and paper handy and out. Here they are. Try cooking at least 3 more meals per week. Okay. Eat a healthy breakfast every day of the week. Okay. Eat 3 servings of whole grains each day. Be active for 30 minutes a day, 3 times a week. Eat 3 servings of veggies each day. Make seafood the centerpiece of 2 meals a week. Increase healthy fats and decrease unhealthy fats every day. And if you're not sure what that is, we will definitely be covering that in this series. Go meatless 1 day a week for all 3 of those meals. You're supposed to be having 3 meals a day with a few snacks in between. I mean, that's typically how we're supposed to be eating. I know it's even hard to implement that. So if you fail one day, whatever. There's always tomorrow, okay? But make sure you try today, okay? Add strength training at least 2 times a week. Reduce the amount of sodium you eat every day. Find strategies to help you eat less without thinking about it. Okay? Like, if you find yourself eating while you're in front of the TV, well, maybe you just need to find another activity to replace that TV activity. Or have the TV on and do something different besides eating. Maybe reading or exercising. And be mindful, purposeful, and joyful each time you eat. Don't punish yourself for meals. And it's really hard to understand what portion sizes you're supposed to eat and how to work all that out. I know that it can be quite difficult sometimes. But don't beat yourself up. When I was going through that whole beginning of my own journey, I found myself eating more throughout the day, but the portions were way less. I don't know if I said it ever before, but I am Puerto Rican and Haitian, right? So like half of the plate would be like rice and beans. And then I'd have like protein, like what we what y'all consider protein. Because I wasn't vegan when I was a kid, and I'm transitioning back into that. But that's how... we used to eat. And listen, what helps is get a smaller plate. Don't eat on that big plate. Eat on the smaller plate beside the bread plate. Eat on that until you get used to like eating that amount of food. It really does work. Okay. So those are some helpful tips. I really do hope that you enjoyed today's Wealth in Wellness or Wealth in Health segment. If you again have any questions or want further advice or anything, I am open to chatting and talking about it. Please friend me on Facebook, subscribe, and share. Okay, you guys have an amazing week and blow those goals out of the water. You can do it. All right, there's nothing to it but to try first. All right, and keep trying until you get it done. All right, this is your girl, Angie B. Have an amazing day.